Yeah, like this. I'm currently developing an app devoted to Eduardo Paolozzi's multi-part artwork, The Manuscript of Monte Cassino, with Jonathan Charles, director of Hippatrix Productions, specialised in apps, and Carlo Pirozzi, an Italian researcher at St Andrews University and a team member of the Transnational Modern Languages Project. Carlo's specific field of interest is that of cultural translation and the visual history of the Italian community in Scotland. Nobody better than Carlo, then, to assist us in the development of this app. The Manuscript of Monte Cassino, created by the Italian Scott Paolozzi in 1991, with its scattered body parts, a hand, a foot, a torso, located in Picardy Place in central Edinburgh, is a powerful reminder of the destruction of war. The manuscript is known to many locals as the foot, which indeed it partly is. However, its significance goes well beyond this. It seems to me to represent an important war monument that is closely associated with World War II by its title, but whose scope extends well beyond any specific war. It also contains a message of peace in the Latin inscription by Paul the Deacon around its base. The app will work on several levels. At the first, it will give basic information about the manuscript, when it was made, the significance of its title, which points to the message of peace already referred to, but also to the specific destruction on the part of Allied troops in 1944 of the town of Cassino and its magnificent abbey. In the app, If the app user has more time, she or he will be able to listen to interviews with a variety of people, such as specialists of Paolozzi, members of the Italian Scots community in Edinburgh and Scotland, as well as the Italians in Cassino who remember the bombing or who have relatives who were victims of the tragedy. The app will be made in several languages, English and Italian, as well as Scots and Viticuso dialect. All languages Paolozzi learnt and spoke when he was growing up in Edinburgh in the 1920s and 30s. Only a man who considered himself as a curious kind of European hybrid on the English landscape, as he once defined himself in an interview, could have conceived of such an artwork. It has its basis firmly planted on Scottish soil in front of St Mary's Catholic Cathedral, where Paolozzi and his family worshipped, but the foot points to travel and movement, and as our imagination is triggered, we head for Cassino and the scene of the battle, as well as the homeland of Paolozzi's family. On a personal note, I started work on the manuscript after deciding to run a writing workshop devoted to Paolozzi and the Italian Scots community in Scotland in 2003. I went on to co-write two plays on the subject, one that incorporates visuals representing the manuscript. A few years later, though, the Battle of Cassino became a part of my own family's history. One of the last conversations I had with my father was about his time as a soldier in Italy. I discovered he had actually been at Cassino during the battle and had been stationed on a hill from where he witnessed the horrific bombing. A few months after he died, his story triggered off my own short story about his experience. Okay.